Hey fuckers, what up? Christina Hutchinson
and Corinne Fisher here from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast.
And you're about to hear an excerpt from today's interview with guest comedian Carmen Lynch. And if you're interested in listening to the entire interview and the back catalog of Guys We Fucked, as well as a bunch of other amazing shows by Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Russell Brand, Michael Rapaport, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com.
We're always like, yes or no, not just like, this is how to do it responsibly.
Well, that's why it's so crazy, because, you know, I grew up in Spain, and in Spain you can drink at a younger age,
yeah,
but you don't drink, you know, that much. You just drink in, you don't drink in excess.
Right, because it's not withheld from you.
It's not withheld from you.
You learn to have respect for alcohol as a younger adult.
And then you go to college and you're just like, I do upside down keg hits or whatever. You know, it's just.
How long were you in Spain?
Bad. I was there until I was 8, and then we moved to the States. But then I would go every summer, and I still go every summer to visit my sister and, you know, her family.
I have this romantic idea that Spain is just these like women in red dresses dancing hot, sexy men.
It's the red dancing dress emoji.
That's how I see like Italy. But yeah, okay. But Spain, the south of Spain, I feel like it's like that. Like Sevilla is very like flamenco and they make their own wine. And, you know, when I grew up, it was like bullfighting and guitar playing on the streets and all that stuff.
Oh my God, bullfighting?
But I don't know. Yeah, we went to a lot of bullfighting. It was.
The bullfighting is just a guy with a cape getting a giant steer to run, or bull to run through it.
Is I'm sure they'd be like, it's more than that. But basically that's what it is. Like they're in really tight pants. And they like have these moves, like these kind of, you know, very flirtatious. I'm really sexy. It's funny. They're like, I'm so sexy. Yeah. You want to fuck me? And they're like this tiny. These men are so tiny.
Yeah. There's a height requirement for that job.
And maybe it just makes the bull look bigger. I don't know.
It's the same. It's the same as a jockey too. And I think, I think also like, you know, smaller people tend to move faster, and like you have to move like usually a really tall guy is not like the fastest runner because there's totally. too much.
We're not gymnasts. We're too tall. You know.
Yeah.
Tall people are just better at other things. But yeah, and then they just hold like the red cape, the red piece of material that, you know, that attracts the bull. I don't know why they like red. And then they go through the thing and everybody just goes, ole! You know?
Is Spain more of a sexual culture than America?
You know, that's funny because a lot of times when I talk to some of my Spanish guy friends, they're like, I love American women. They're so open in bed and they're so open sexually.
I've heard a lot of countries say that about American women, actually.
I know.
They get excited when they come to town. They're like, the whores are here. Yeah.
This is where the whores live.
Yeah.
But then you watch like commercials in Spain or just ads, and it's like women are topless at the beach, and there's like a cookie commercial and she's barely wearing a thing. You know, Europe is very, the nudity is not a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like it's not sexualized the way the female form is here. It's more like artistic or beautiful or like certainly worship.
Right.
But like here, it's just like, auga.
Here, the less clothes you wear, it's assumed that you're sluttier. But then
like
maybe
a big
not
slut.
There.
Yeah.
If a culture is more comfortable with nudity, then it's not as salacious. So it's just a lady with her titties hanging out trying to sell you some cookies.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Thing. That's so weird.
Which I guess works. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was saying.
Oh, I didn't have to say
anything. Spain being a more sexual culture, but they're just more comfortable with nudity.
Do you feel like there's any part of your personality that is different having, you know, spent the first 8 years of your life in Spain because you had that non-American childhood?
I don't know if it's personality more than just the way I speak. Like sometimes it's so hard for me to articulate what I want to say because I feel like the other side is kind of trying to say something in a different language.
Do you speak Spanish, English? Do you speak anything else?
I speak a little Catalan, which is what they speak in, you know, Barcelona, but I can understand it perfectly, but I don't speak it well. you know, I can understand.
Do men in Spain have lisps, or is that Italy?
Barcelona. No, that's Barcelona. That's Spain. Yeah.
I kind of like that. I find it's cute quirk.
It is. Sexy. It's cute. I think it's cute in Madrid. They have more of a, like, they don't even say Madrid. They go Madrid.
Whoa.
You know, they end stuff with a TH and it's very sexy.
Mm. Oh. Have you dated men from Spain?
Like, I dated a guy from Spain for a while, and it's funny, like, you know, people always like other languages. So for me, I was like, just speak in Spanish. I think that's hot. And he's like, well, you speak in English. And I'm like, really? Sure. it's not that hot at all. But I remember when I would visit my cousins in my early 20s, you know, and we would go like clubbing to bars in Barcelona. Just even, I didn't even try, but just having a little bit of an accent made people talk to me more.
An American, you know, like, accent, or
yes, okay. I'd be like, "Hola, puedo tener una cerveza?"
The guy's like, "Wait, horror alert! We got an American slut."
He's like, "There's an American, yeah." And then I was like, "Did I just do that for like?" It's just fun to pretend you're someone else, you know.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I know you've done stand-up. Have you done a full special in Spanish, or just like shows in Spanish?
I've done shows. I haven't done a special, but I've done like long sets.
Right. Because I was wondering, like, so obviously you're translating the words, but like, are any of your jokes different in Spanish, or do you just keep the same exact act? Because I know sometimes, you know,
humor is,
you know, comedic sensibilities country by country differ. So.
It's different. Well, like, they don't get, or at least the subtle stuff, because I can be very subtle. They don't get that. That just goes, I mean, Spanish comics will get it, but the audience is like, huh?
That's so funny, because to me, that's like, for having watched you, that's so much of who you are on stage.
I know.
So like, how do you make up for that?
I mean, it has to be like very generic, like dating. Of course, everyone dates all over the world, sure. So they get that. Or, you know, my boyfriend, or I'm so tall that, you know, like stuff like that is, or, you know, my family, you know, basic stuff like that. But if I'm just doing something that's like clever and subtle, it's like,
hey.
Lost in translation.
Yeah.
Is comedian a big career in Spain? Are there like tons of comedy clubs, or?
It is now. It's not really comedy clubs. Like, I've mostly performed in Barcelona, and they're more like restaurants with rooms,
mm-hmm.
or theaters, but you don't see like a comedy cellar so much. I mean, they have one actually that in Madrid that is supposed to be really good, but I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Madrid in a while, but it's becoming a really big thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's awesome.
There's a ton. Every time I go, there's like a lot more everywhere I go now. Like, even, you know, if I do a gig in like Switzerland, you know, you're like, where are all these comics coming from? They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like,
that's awesome.
They're like roaches. They're just multiplying so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's more and more every year. It's like podcasts.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What about, I want to go back to sex, for a moment. Do you have any, memorable sex fails? Like, you tried to do something and it just came crashing and burning. Or
I remember a long time ago, I fell asleep during sex, and this guy got so mad.
How long were you asleep for?
No, it wasn't like I was asleep. It was just one of those, like,
you drifted, nodding off, and he saw.
Oh yeah.
So he wasn't going down on you.
No.
He was
I fell asleep.
Oh my
God.
Was it late though? I mean, it's like,
it was very late. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well,
how
I know. I mean, I was like, this is not my fault. It's like 3 a.m. I've been drinking.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you've been drinking, it's very hard once those lights go off, not to nod off.
And I'm not like, and it was a boyfriend. So he should have known, you know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't like a random guy. And then also, I tend to be a morning person, not by choice. Like,
whoa.
I'll get up really early sometimes. So for me to stay up late and after drinking and just having a crazy day, that's just probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
What's it like being a morning person and a comedian? Because I mean, like, I can't, like, when shows, like, I never get home before midnight, and that's an early night for me.
Totally. I mean, now I get up, now I go to sleep around 1 or 1:30.
Okay.
That's early. If I get 8 hours, yeah, I'm up by 9 to 9:30. Wow.
See, that's impressive. Like, if I get up at 10, I like feel like I deserve an award.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. If you want to hear the rest of the episode, head over to luminarypodcasts.com. And don't forget, a subscription for Luminary starts at only $2.99 a month.
Love you, bitch.